This is News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Drowser. And this show is sponsored, as always, by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. And our guest today, a first-timer on the show, Levi Lesko. He's the pastor of Fresh Life Church in Kalispell and, of course, many other locations, satellite locations, those kind of things. Levi, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about a big event coming up. But as always, we'd like to hear a little bit about you. For people who don't know who you are, pastor of Fresh Life, that's just one of the many things. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, well, I am a husband. My wife Jenny and I have been married 18 years. We have five beautiful kids, four that are still here on earth, one who's in heaven with Jesus. And then we lead and love being a part of the Fresh Life Church family. We have locations in Montana, of course, Billings and Great Falls and Helena and Polson and then of course Salt Lake City, Utah, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Victor, Idaho, Portland, Oregon, and then everywhere kind of online, as you know, YouTube and the app allows it to go out there. But yeah, we've been living here in the Flathead Valley for 15 plus years and loving it.
Yeah, I met your family a few times. We lived right across the street from one another.
Basically could have been at the lemonade stands together. Yeah.
Well, we have a special event coming up, and this sounds like a very great opportunity for some great music and some worship. What are you calling this event that's on the way?
Well, we're calling it the Summer Worship Nights down at the Big Fork Rodeo Arena, August 4th through the 7th. And thank God, I've looked at the weather forecast. It's low 80s. You know, we've had a heat wave the last couple of days, but 81, 82 is going to be perfect. And the mosquitoes finally have settled down, so I'm excited for some of these nights.
So how many people can fit in that place? That's a big building,
it's
right?
It's a big arena. You know, they took the Speedway bleachers. Yeah. And then, of course, we're using the floor for students. So there's up to 6,000, believe it or not, you can pack in there.
That's crazy. I had no idea. Yep. I know they do a lot of rodeos there, so hopefully they knock that smell down before the event a little bit.
I think one of the biggest purse rodeos on the circuit this year in the area, from what I understand.
That's pretty impressive. So this is a three-night thing, and you have Tim Tebow coming to the arena as well.
Yep. Yeah, we have Phil Wickham, who is, you know, an amazing singer-songwriter vocalist. Then you have Carrie Job, a Grammy Award-winning artist, her husband Cody Carnes, also incredible. And then we have Crowder. And these three, honestly, are some of the biggest names in Christian music that I can recall that I've lived here. This is by far the biggest Christian worship event that's ever taken place in the Flathead Valley.
So how do you put one of these things together? I mean, and how did you decide we should do this right in the middle of a hot summer here in Montana?
That's a good question. Well, it started a few years ago as we really were had our hearts broken by the increasing frequency of teen suicides.
Oh, yeah.
Ross, you know, it's estimated by the CDC that young people feeling hopeless or full of despair is up from 26% to 44% from 2009 to 2020. And so to think about half of high school teenagers saying, I don't feel like there's any point in living, breaks my heart.
Yeah.
It is estimated that 1 in 4 teenage girls has had serious contemplations of suicide. And we've been touched by it, all of us. And so my reaction to that was to really step up our efforts to reach young people with the message of hope that's found in the gospel. I believe when God gets inside a heart, when someone has faith, you have something to live for. And, you know, I'm just going to be completely honest. When we're teaching our kids in schools that they're an accident and there's no creator and they're just smart mud and there's no purpose, how can we be surprised when they then feel like there's no point to go on living? And so for us as Fresh Life Church, we're going to go all in to reach young people. And we want these nights to feel full of hope. You know, Tim Tebow has a powerful story. His mom was told, if you don't have an abortion, you won't live and your baby won't live. You should kill this baby. And so she, as a faith decision, chose to keep him. And here he is, Heisman Trophy award-winning, one of the most powerful, dynamic people I know. And he's going to give a message about purpose and hope and meaning, and it's going to be inspirational.
Yeah, a lot of people have never seen this side of him before. They know him as the athlete, you know?
Yeah, they hear him on ESPN Game Day, but you don't realize he is a preacher who gives a testimony of hope, and he is going to encourage the ever-living snot out of you or into you, whichever way you want to spin it.
So back to the problem with suicide. We've been hearing about it. We've been reading about it. It's in our news constantly here. What do you think it is about that age group and the surge in suicides around well, Montana specifically.
You know what? Well, sadly, Montana's just finally kind of catching up to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
But I think it's many faceted, and I'm not a psychologist, so I won't pretend or be able to speak to, of course, the legitimate mental illnesses that exist. But I will say that Jesus said that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. And I do think there, to some degree, comes a meaninglessness that comes with when you don't have hope, when you don't have faith, when you don't know what the meaning of life is and that there's a heaven. And so that's one of the things we want to really point people to.
Well, we really want to get into detail about the big nights coming very soon in our second half and talk about Tim Tebow a little more. You're listening to Focus on the Flathead, and our guest today is pastor of Fresh Life Church, of course, and multiple other sites we mentioned a little bit earlier. And we want to thank you for being here and doing this for us. And I think people are going to love this event. So we'll be back. And part two coming up in just a few minutes, sponsored again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk at 8 again, 107.9 KJJR.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
We are back. This is Focus on the Flathead Part 2, and happy weekend, everyone. Ross Strauser here with Levi Lesko. Levi, thanks again for being here, and first time on the show, and glad to have you. You should come back more often.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now that we've officially met.
We're like best friends now.
I know. So this is going to be fun. We'll keep up to date on what you guys are doing. And we have this big event. Tell us the name one more time.
We're calling it the Summer Worship Nights, Big Fork Rodeo Arena, summerworshipnights.com. Three powerful nights of hope, inspiration, music, all in the majesty of the Jewel Basin, looking at the mountains. It's going to be beautiful.
And if you want to look this up, summerworshipnights.com?
That's right.
Summerworshipnights.com, remember that. Tim Tebow is going to be here. How did you get to know Tim?
It's a funny story. Tim and I were speaking together at an event in Birmingham, Alabama, and we got our dressing rooms mixed up. They took me to my dressing room, and they said this is where it's supposed to be, but it was actually his, and there was clothes in it. And I was looking at that. I was like, who is going to wear this shirt? The shirt's enormous. That I can never fit into the shirt. And as I was literally joking, holding the shirt up, I don't know if you've seen Tim's biceps, this presence comes behind me and I feel it. And I turn around and he's got this big smile on his face. And anyhow, it was very funny. And we've become friends ever since.
Wow, that's very cool. What do you know about him? I mean, other than football, I mean, how did you know about him? And how did you find out that he's such a Christian, such a great guy?
Well, that event that I was speaking at was a Christian event, you know, okay. And Tim and I both speak at big events like this around the country with many of the artists that we're trying to bring to the Flathead. You know, the Flathead gets some great concerts and stuff, but we don't get some of these great names in Christian worship that have such gifts on their life. Kerry Job, Cody Carnes, Phil Wickham, oh my gosh. And then Crowder, who's one of the most dynamic concerts I've ever seen. He calls his music swamp pop. Literally, it's like pop with rock-infused worship, but it's like he's giving a banjo. It's got country feel to it. It is an experience. You have to see a Crowder show to even understand what I'm talking about.
Swamp pop.
That's what he calls it.
This is almost like punk country. I heard of that. Yeah. Punk country is a thing now.
And you won't believe it. And all of these music artists, as well as Tim. And yeah, so Tim, we began speaking together and I just really wanted to bring him out to speak to this moment.
Okay. And you have a youth conference associated with it as well. And what happens there?
Yeah. So the nights are open to the public, but the youth conference that happens simultaneously is specifically for young people only, junior high, high school. That's in the morning, and then they'll get to come to the nights as well. It's called Movement Conference, and people can go to mvmnt2022.com. We have literally groups coming from Massachusetts, Texas, Colorado, all over, I think 16, 17 states to take part in it. And in the morning, Tim Tebow's wife, Demi Tebow, who is the former Miss Universe, she's going to be doing a conversation with my wife about body image, anorexia, and eating disorders, which she's seen in the fashion industry, of course, and the beauty pageant industry, and how to not base your identity on your dress size.
Wow. I think that's a big thing in schools as well.
I think
days.
So, Ross, and I think social media hasn't helped it. Yeah. The fact that since 2007 we've all had iPhones pretty much glued to our hands has not helped our understanding our worth in God.
Well, how can the young people get involved? Do they have to sign up? Is there a cost to this? How does it work?
Yeah, so MVMNT2022.com, they can form a group. They'd have to have some sort of a chaperone. So a parent, a friend, a youth leader can bring them, and then they'll actually camp down in Big Fork. We have 30 acres next to the rodeo arena. We have literally groups. It's going to look like Woodstock out there. You know, these students camping, they'll go to the morning sessions. We have events and things, and then they can do their own rec during the day, whitewater rafting, whatever. And then night sessions, the public can come through the summer worship night.
So the evening of Tim Tebow, could you describe what you're expecting, what the vibe will be of the whole evening?
Yeah, it's going to feel awesome. I mean, we're going to have some DJ music as people are entering, etc. And then we're going to have our house band, Fresh Life Worship, joined by Chris Kilala from Jesus Culture, one of the greatest worship leaders I've ever met. He's going to be leading a set. And then my good friend Timmy is going to get up. That's what we call him. He's going to get up and give a talk. And then after that, we're going to hear an amazing night of music from Phil Wickham. And it's going to be powerful. Oh, there's going to be food trucks too, by the way.
Oh, well, I was just going to get to that.
You didn't mention food trucks. Yeah.
Food and refreshments,
kind of food trucks down there. It's going to be a vibe, bro.
Yeah, this sounds really cool. I want to thank you for being here and talking about this. I would love to have you personally just invite people to come out.
I would just say you don't have to be a Christian to come. We would love to have you come no matter what you believe, even if you are actively against faith. You're welcome. You don't have to believe to belong. The music's going to be good. You're going to have a good time, hopefully meet some people, and maybe you'll hear something that could... I think we all can use a little lift. Last couple of years, we've all taken a beat down.
Yeah.
And this is meant to be nights of inspiration and hope, not condemnation and finger pointing. We're not going to have any 10 commandments printed in it. You know, it's not here to tell you you're bad and going to hell. We're trying to tell you God loves you. And that's the message of these nights.
Well, that's great. Let's do a little recap before you leave and tell us about the dates, the times, everything, anything pertinent that we need to know.
Summerworshipnights.com, Friday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, August 4, 5, 6, Big Fork Rodeo Arena. You can get your tickets right now at summerworshipnights.com. There's 2-for-1. Like, you can get, if you buy 4 tickets, you get 1 free, I think. We have a promo going. And then if the students want to come to the whole thing, that's MVMNT2022.com.
Wow, that pretty much covers it. And you've been listening to the voice of Pastor of Fresh Life Church, Kalispell, of course, Levi Lesko, and we want to thank you for being here for the first time. And hopefully you can come back and talk to us about any other events with Fresh Life.
You can count on that.
All right. This is Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next weekend with another Focus. News Talk 80 and 107.9 KJJR.